Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May with a couple of turnovers, a few of them actually, two interceptions, two fumbles, he only lost one of them, and that was the one you just heard right there. Costly penalty at the time as they were driving. It was not a great blocking display there by Bedarian Lowe as he let, what was the guy's name, Arden Lee or whatever, the defensive end. It wasn't Simmons. He ended up recovering the fumble. But yeah, he comes around the corner. May doesn't sense him. Looks like he's trying to get rid of the ball over to Jamichael Hasty just to dump it off. I think probably should have just gone down there. I think at that point he knew that there was a pursuit, even though it wasn't great blocking to begin with. He did step up a little bit, and that was a costly turnover there. They were all costly turnovers, and that's another reason why I think the defense needs a little bit of grace here. Only 20 points in overtime when you turn the ball over three times is nothing really to be ashamed of, I don't think. It wasn't great. It wasn't their best, and the Titans are a bad team, but I think those conditions sort of made for it. And this is sort of a thing. May had the two interception game, but this is the first time that I think, you know, you look at these things. There was a couple other games and a couple other instances where they dropped interceptions on the opposing defense. And, you know, we sort of just brushed it off and said, well, you know, it's not an interception, so let's not worry about it too much. That wasn't the case this time. It was the same guy both times. It was Hooker both times picking him off. The first interception was, I mean, as you said, Mac Jones-esque. The second one was a little bit different. It's overtime. You're trying to make a big chunk play down the field. There were some other things that we discussed as well that went into that, or maybe the booty could have made more of a play, whatever. The fumble, though, I think the fumble was one that, when I look at that, that's one of those things that's less, okay, this is a rookie taking a chance down the field. This was more the stuff that I think people were worried about when they said you can't put May behind this line. He's going to get hit too much. He's going to get sacked a lot. There's going to be turnovers, things like that. That's more where I sort of look at this one, and I don't know. I mean, May after the game was accountable. You're right about that, and I think anybody who was impressed by that should be. But he should have been accountable about that play. That was his bad. He fumbled.
Well, yeah. I mean, then the blocking was bad, and like there's always factors in those. And right. I also think some of those are cumulative. When you start to, we talked about it early in the year. I thought Jacoby Brissett stopped looking downfield and started to anticipate getting the hell out of Dodge. Because he knew most times he had to get the hell out of Dodge.
Right.
Like, there's a negative cumulative effect of having a bad offensive line, having consistent pressure. And I just think some of those are going to happen. But also, he was unfortunate with the timing because I do think he was kind of running with two hands on the ball, and then he took it off for just like a sec. It was like he won, and then that's right when he came in with the tomahawk and the whole tackle the ball, not just the guy. And those are. I actually thought one of the worst plays was, speaking of dropped interceptions, was the Bourne play down the left sideline where he got caught in between, am I throwing a fade? Am I throwing a back shoulder play? And he kind of hit the guy right in the hands.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the things I would like you to get rid of. Don't be indecisive. Like, to me, that was a rookie learning experience. You got away with it. Didn't end up being a turnover. But the turnovers don't really bother me. And I know that sounds weird, but I go back to Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions.
Right.
Like, you're going to make – Josh Allen made some hellacious throws. People used to mock Josh Allen.
Yeah. The Josh Allen comps yesterday were accurate for that, I'd say, yes.
And then this year, before yesterday, I know Josh Allen had 14 touchdowns and one pick without his best receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So that maturation, that learning curve, and he had picks last year, I know. That was one of the criticisms, and some of it's coaching, and they're giving Joe Brady credit for turning some things around and with that offense in Buffalo. But that's the reality of the game. You're going to have turnovers. You're going to have that learning experience, especially, and you brought this up to lead, how bad the talent is around him.
Yeah.
Is he trying to do too much? Probably. You know why? Because he has to.
Feels like he has to.
He's
a
competitor. I mean, remember his first words? Some of his first words when we found out he was starting was, We need a win.
Yep.
We need to, like, he's fixated on winning. I don't want to be the one to tell him. I'm not sure you're surrounded by a team that's capable of winning many games. You want to win, but can you win? Can you will this group, this roster that you said, you know, you probably, there's three or four good players on the roster, and then you're looking for like 50 other players that need to be improved.
Mm-hmm.
Can he will this team to win? No. And that, therefore, he's going to try to do too much. And when he tries to do too much, there's going to be mistakes involved. Some of these offensive success plays he's had are probably plays where he tried to do too much.
Yeah.
But he's capable of doing too much sometimes.
Yeah.
And succeeding in it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's finding that balance, but they're not good enough for him to just take the ones that are there. Because if they just take the ones that are there, I think he's going to punt 90% of the time.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. His interception total is now up to 4. That's 1 fewer than Caleb Williams and 2 more than Jaden Daniels, if we're keeping score at home here, with the top 3 picks, which I think is relevant because those guys have played in more games than May has.
Yeah, but they don't have Terry McLaurin.
That's true. I mean, they definitely don't. They don't
or
have
Cliff
DJ
Kingsbury.
Moore. Or Cliff Kingsbury. Or Keenan Allen or Rome Odunze or these other guys. Fine. I agree with all that, but we're talking about interceptions here, and I think when I talk about those, I refer more to decision-making, right? I mean, that's more of a decision-making question,
so
I think, sometimes for him.
Would you prefer he were just throwing everything away?
Not everything.
Because, I mean, he's running for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Throwing to covered receivers, there's a lot of
that first interception, I'd rather he'd just thrown it away.
Right.
Yeah, sure. But at least the other one, he put it up there. I mean, it wasn't a good throw.
All the scrambles, do you want him to just kind of roll out and throw it into the ground at the feet of somebody? Like, that might
and not scramble?
Yeah, my point is, I think if he took the safe way most times, you would be a terrible offense. If he took the safe way almost every time.
Maybe.
He's trying to make plays.
Okay, but is Daniels doing the safe thing every time? Like, I don't think so.
I don't think he's anywhere near as challenged offensively as Drake May is. This is a horrific offense.
It's bad.
Other than Carolina. And Carolina has more competent receivers. Still, they traded one away and they still have more competent mm-hmm. receivers than you.
Yeah.
This is a really, really bad offense. And
you take McLaurin out of that wide receiver group in Washington, though, it's not much different from yours.
No, I know.
It's not much different, but he is out there.
You put McLaurin on this group, and it's a lot different.
It is, but I still think
it's
not good. I still think you're a tough offense, even with McLaurin here.
Sure.
You know?
But I bet you he'd be throwing in McLaurin with some confidence.
Yeah, probably.
Like, there's something to be said for that in the coverage, the double coverage, the rolling of safeties to a number one receiver. Could he take safer plays? I don't want him to do that. You know why? Because I don't think that's going to be his game. At good or bad, like down the road, I don't think he's going to turn into Jacoby Brissett or Jason Campbell or Kirk Cousins, like this check down Charlie mm-hmm. kind of guy.
No, I don't think so either.
He's going to try to make plays. He's going to learn mistakes trying to make plays now while surrounded by very little talent. Down the road, he'll try to make plays with more capable playmakers around him, and I think you're going to reap the fruits then, so you get to deal with the downs right now.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in Melrose. He has a thought on Drake May. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. So, no, I'm really excited about Drake May. I thought he had a great game. I've never been more high about the future of the franchise with him as our quarterback. We're really lucky to have him, very grateful to have him. You know, I mean, with the turnovers you're talking about, the first interception was bad, but, like, the strip sack fumble wasn't his fault, and running back should have recovered it. And then the thing is that interception at the end of the game, the last play of the game, Bourne tripped his own feet, so the safety knew he didn't have to cover him. I mean, that wasn't Drake May's fault either. But
well, okay, Kendrick Bourne's tripping didn't mean he had to underthrow it by 4 yards. I'm tired of people just saying that, like, Kendrick Bourne's the reason he underthrew the ball. It had nothing to do with it. It wasn't a good throw, and it was kind of a dumb decision.
Kendrick, Kendrick Bourne's not the reason why he underthrew the ball. I mean, but the ball would have been completed if Bourne didn't, like, trip over his feet because the safety would have covered him. You know, anyway.
Maybe he would have. I don't know. It looked like he was turning to go cover
him
already.
Plus, the reason he underthrew the ball is because his coach decided to go into the wind in overtime.
That, too. I mean, that probably didn't help.
I only have two, like, kind of second guesses again. One, at the end of the first half with AVP, he's got to go try to score points in that situation. I mean, you got to double up. You have to score at the end of the half and right out at the beginning of the second half. That's why Brady and Belichick did it for years. And the fact that he, like, just called running plays at the end of the half is a brutal and not giving yourself a chance to win. And the other thing is, for the love of God, Drake May's got to get down and slide. He can't be taking these extra hits, you know? I mean, he's got to protect himself because he is our franchise.
Yeah, we'll ask him about that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And I disagree with you on some of the turnovers. But in general, I think, your heart's in the right place with that. And there were some interesting ends to those runs. Very interesting ends to those runs. I don't know how much that was emphasized over the course of the week when you're in the concussion protocol. Is that something you're allowed to even practice? How you fall, how you, defend yourself after a long run if you're a quarterback, all that sort of stuff? I feel like it should be, but I don't know. I don't know exactly what they let you do or not do in the protocol. We can ask Drake May about it, but you did notice the slides weren't quite as common. You were seeing him dive forward a couple of times.
Just like I told you.
You saw him jump to the side one time. Like, he was doing all sorts of weird stuff.
It wasn't perfect, though.
It definitely wasn't perfect.
I do advocate. I think there is an argument to be made for going head first, controlling where you go, doing those things. And it seemed like that was the approach he was taking.
Right.
With, I would say, mixed results. There was the one time where Kenneth Murray, your guy, tried to rip his head off.
Yeah.
I thought that was borderline a penalty.
Yeah. He hit his head off the turf there,
yeah.
Too.
And then he did took a good hit off the turf there. But it did seem, because Gerard Mayo actually commented something about, you're telling the guy all week to slide and get out of bounds, and then you're going to tell him to go forward. I forgot what it was, but I was like, oh, so you were telling him to slide and go out of bounds all week. He wasn't doing either. He had one good out of bounds run where he got the first down and did the little Mahomes out of bounds after the sticks.
A little tap dance there, yeah.
But otherwise, he was being, I thought, aggressive, which I like. I'm advocating for. I think he's a better athlete and in control more often going forward than the slide that just puts his head at risk of getting killed. But I know, who was it that was yelling at me that said he's going to be paralyzed for life if he keeps
going? Shane in Plymouth.
Shane in Plymouth. Why don't you come yell today? Yell when Drake May's on, because Drake May's on my side. He's going head first, buddy.
Yep, he was diving head first, no question. 617-779-7937. First of all, we'll hear from Stiz what's trending. And on the other side, we'll talk about the offense. Is this offense going to drag Drake May down? And what's the plan for the rest of this year? We'll look at the schedule. We'll see if these games, any more of them, are winnable, and how they're going to be treating him and protecting him or not protecting him, maybe, through the rest of this season, what that's going to look like here through the last 8 weeks. 617-779-7937. Here's Stiz.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.